Hi, I'm Jordan Paris. After initial, quote, success in the world of podcasting and online entrepreneurship, I fell in rough times. I nearly lost everything in my business. With my revenue going to almost zero in a matter of 2-3 months, I felt miserable, I felt like the sky was falling, and at the same time felt I was doomed to lifelong pessimism. Nothing was going right. And now I've moved and am currently moving past that with the help of my good friend, agency growth expert, Jordan Ross. This is Jordan's Business Therapy, where you and I will learn how to scale our agencies to six figures, multiple six figures, and beyond. Now, let the learning begin.
Awesome. So if you are with us live, thank you for tuning in the future on a podcast. Thanks for being here. JP, what's good, man? We had a jam-packed call last week talking about LinkedIn, saw you made the hire, tracking on process. We're moving the needle, which is great. Yeah, so what's good, man? Update me.
I bucked the trend because I noticed that so much of the things in our scorecard, Jordan, I just kept putting them off and putting them off. I was like, I'm moving really slowly. It's taken me my turnaround time for a very simple task is like average 3 weeks. At least it's been that way for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7. But in the beginning, I feel like I was really, really good with that, you know, because I guess it was easier stuff for me. But now it's like I'm becoming a bottleneck in my business and life. So I said, here's what I need to do. I need to hire a general virtual assistant to just take everything from my to-do list that takes me 8 fucking weeks to do and get it done in a matter of hours or maximum days because they're on the clock getting paid to do it. So it removes myself from the process. It removes my ego from the process. It removes my procrastinating mindset from the process. So I posted a job on talent.hubstaff.com. Hubstaff is a great tool. Have you ever used that one before?
I'm not personally on Hubstaff. I have a lot of people who work with me.
It's incredible. It's the talent portion where you can post a job application is completely free. And it's not like you're tied to using their time tracking software after. Like they literally just offer that platform for free. And you get like 60, 70 applicants in a matter of days like that, you know, for $2, $3, $4, $5 an hour. You know, some people, they, you know, they're out there requesting $15, $25 an hour, but those are few and far between. And I just, you know, hit the thumbs down on those. And I just screen through all the applicants. I read through, I ask a lot of good questions that align with the kind of illicit values, and just get a feel for, you know, is this person on the energy bus? Are they an optimistic person or not? And that's kind of what I hire for. And I just have like real conversations with people. Like yesterday, I just interviewed like 6 or 7 people, the top applicants back to back to back to back yesterday morning. Got up early and did that. And I narrowed it down to 3, which then I narrowed it down to 2 just based on cost efficiency. And I made a hire for $2 per hour. She's really,
now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's a good spend right there.
That's a good spend. The other person, he was requesting between $5 and $8 an hour. I got him down to, he said he'd be willing to do 4 in the short term. He would have been a really great person for the job. I told him like, look, man, I think you're a little bit overqualified for my job. I want to have you in a different role in the future. I want to stay in touch with you. So that's someone I want to stay in touch with. But I just found myself wanting to hire everyone. Jeez, so many great people. Like I just had so many real conversations, so many friends I made. Like, yeah, it is good. But I'm confident in this hire. And if it doesn't go the way I plan, then I can easily, from my pool of talent, reach back out to someone else. But I'm really happy about this. And I think it's going to remove me as a bottleneck, and you and I, Jordan, are going to be more efficient and be able to move faster. So I bucked the trend. I kind of put off the tasks that you put on our list. And I said, this just needs to happen first.
Yeah. And look, right.
That's a sound decision.
No, that's perfect, man. I think to your point, and because it's live, right? I don't want to come up on here and blow up your spot necessarily, listeners listening. But I think that when I was a leader at Amazon, there are times to give feedback and there are times to let people identify the trend on their own by giving them kind of a signal rather than being like, you need to fucking buckle down and get this shit done. It's way more empowering if you kind of send the signal out and they do it. So that's kind of where I sent the signal out. I called out what's going on here. It's been going. But if we had come to this week and shit still wasn't moving, you were going to get the dude like, yeah, hey man, what the fuck is up? So yeah you got
dude,
it.
I've felt bad.
I know. I haven't
held up like my end of the bargain the last, you know, month. I haven't been respecting your time. We're moving now.
So don't worry about it. We're moving now, which is important. And like, look, in entrepreneurship, speed is literally the most important thing in my book. Like, it doesn't matter if you're not perfect. It doesn't even matter if you're bad. Like, there's an equation. It goes activity leads to competency, which leads to results. But in order to take activity, the more activity you get, the faster you're going to get to results. So speed is the first part of the equation, essentially. So with that, great stuff.
Thanks.
I see we're talking about a few things on here. Talk to me about mindset. I'm assuming that's where you want to kick off. What do we need to start with here?
I just wrote that. I decided to write that after I mentioned to you I was feeling a little bit down today.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know what I want to talk about there. I don't know what I planned on talking about there. I mean, we can
just
very
more of
well.
An update. No, if you don't need to talk about it, you just wanted to give me the update. I ended the trend and I'm feeling good. So then walk me through. What are we starting with? I see we have SOPs and guidelines.
Well,
which one is more important to kick off with?
I wanted to, I mean, you see here, but I wanted to just say it because it's a very important update. But Brandon, who guarantees the 5 to 10 appointments every single week, I did hire him. I did enlist him.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that.
For $1,500 a month. Like, and that's $1,500, dude, that I really like in terms of cash flow.
You need
that
it.
I just don't have room for right now. So I'm like, I'm taking a huge, it's like do or die time really now.
But here's the great thing. Do you mind if I jump in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
If it doesn't work, he gives your money back. He gets 10 to 15% of his referrals and leads from people he's refunded. Cause when someone asks for a refund, he gets their money back so fast that they're so shocked and happy. They refer him leads. So I want you to think about it.
Amazing.
Here, quick energy reframe, because this is mindset. This is really fucking important. That 1500 is literally ROI. So you're putting your money to work for you. So it's money that you have, period. Because it's either going back in your bank account or it's going to multiply on itself.
Yeah.
And your energy here through quantum physics, right? The most important thing and building awareness, this money is mine and it's going to compound.
Yeah. Now,
and that's...
Here's the thing that he got me thinking about in our first meeting. Well, I'm actually meeting with him again today, because we're kind of tweaking how I communicate my offering. Because he said to me after I explained my offering, oh yeah, this is something I'd say interesting, but pass to. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. I've been getting a lot of maybes. So we're kind of tweaking how I communicate it and it. Has a and I'm kind of overwhelmed right now. I'm kind of overwhelmed by it. But we're talking about see with his offering. You know, he guarantees the verbiage is 5 to 10 appointments per week. So really 25 per month, 25 to 50 per month. I don't know if I did the math right at all. No, I didn't do the math right. It's 20 to 40 per month that he guarantees, at least from the verbiage that I saw. Now when I talk about revenue first approach to podcasting, you know, I focus on my clients' return on investment. Return on investment, as he was saying, doesn't always need to be dollars. It could be appointments booked from this podcast. It could be this, it could be that, it could be leads generated, right? Like that's what it could be. And that's what it is for him. The ROI he guarantees is not dollars. That's really stressful. And depends on a lot of other freaking variables. Like you're dependent on your client's ability to close and their sales process. But the ROI that he's talking about, he's guaranteeing not dollars, but appointments. And that's what that's what he's getting me to think a little bit differently about. So yeah, I just wanted to put that update out there. But yeah, that's a big step for me. I've never had a $15 or $1,000 or $500 a month, you know, recurring expense in terms of my business. So,
and that's huge too, because what you're going to find, most of the clients I see when they invest, they get back, right? Everything we do is energy, and there's energy interplay. You're asking people to invest pretty much the same thing into you, in your business. Totally. So, law of reciprocity, I'm anticipating, regardless whether Brandon works or well, because you put your money where your mouth is, you're going to start to see something come back on your end.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good. No, yeah, dude, it's a home run. It either works or you get your money back. There's literally zero risk. So, yeah, that's why we're
It's in my bank account. Like you said, it's either going to compound or I'm going to get it back. So,
zero risk. And that's... Yeah. Yeah, no one offers that shit. And that's why I refer people to him.
And that's why he's growing like crazy.
Crazy. Because no one offers it. Awesome. So we're good on Brandon. And I just want to acknowledge you, man, because that surprised me. I had no clue you were going to make that leap with him.
I have no choice. All right. And I saw it as a necessity.
I agree. What I was going to bring up in today's call, you need a marketing partner. I was thinking about you as I'm walking through Air One. And for those of you who don't know Air One, it's like the bougiest Whole Foods around.
Oh, no. I love it. I love it. I have an Air One glass bottle from one of those $15 juices that I got. I still have it.
I'm not surprised at all, honestly.
Dude, I freaking love that place. The salad bar.
I'm walking through Air One thinking about you. I'm like, Jordan needs a fucking marketing partner. That's what he's missing. He needs someone to really generate leads for him.
Dude, I'm
honored.
That's
not your one thing.
I'm honored that Air One was the place you were thinking about me.
There's probably a correlation. Bougie as fuck. Jordan's bougie as fuck. There has to be something there. My wife, gosh, she spends all of her money at Air One. Different story for a different time. But I'm proud of you, man. I think we're going to have a lot of great momentum regardless of the results he brings because of that commitment. So let's kind of take that next iteration forward. SOPs, guidelines for you and a VA and your team. What questions do you have on that front?
Yeah. What standard operating procedures should I start thinking about before? I mean, because look, I'm going to be talking with 20 to 40 people this month. I'm going to be pitching that many qualified prospects this month. And it's inevitable that one or two or three or six new clients result. So what other SOPs should I become aware of and have in order, or at least start developing before that inflow of new clients starts coming?
Yeah.
Because we've talked about sales. I've got a great onboarding process now. What other and they could be little things, Jordan. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, is this for you doing it or is this for your team fulfilling the work?
Oh, for my team fulfilling the work.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How many team members do you currently have set up?
It was four, but with a scale back in clients, that went to just one. And because I just didn't need the others anymore. Unfortunately, I wish I did. And they're really great people, but yeah, I have one right now.
Cool.
One, so and then the general virtual assistant, which doesn't really, that's more for me personally. That's not TrendUp Media.
Definitely. So I think there's two components here that I think are worth sharing. I think one's actually a little bit premature. I call it the capacity equation, but we'll come back to that in the future. But I think there's two components that are worth bringing up here for operations, SOP, all that fun stuff. I'm going to share my screen if you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Cool. So hold up. One more thing. Need to just make it nice and big font. Cool. All right. So the question is like, I have people coming in the pipeline that I know of, at least that's what I anticipate. where my operation do I need to kind of like tighten the screws so things don't break when we bring them in, right? So under the umbrella of fulfillment, there's a few components.
Yes.
Fulfillment. Okay. So we have onboarding, right? Which we've already covered. Then we have operations.
I want to be more confident in my delivery of the yep. product service.
Which is this component right here, operations. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have a separate one, which is retention. These are really the three pillars, as I call them, that make up fulfillment in a business, right? These things all sit up upon, once your agency or business is big enough, management. So management. So eventually, like, you just kind of look down on the people who they sit on top, who sits on top. Does that make sense? It's like stacking blocks. You need to have good mm-hmm. management systems first. So let's kind of talk through operations. Because you got this part really set. The most important thing about having a really solid operation is, first and foremost, right, you need to have your processes documented.
Yeah.
So I call this the value stream, start to end. Like, you need every single one documented.
Like, and individual tasks being yep. completed with, yes.
Yes. So you need to build onboarding. You need to build weekly email.
Well, we got calls. Onboarding. We can check that.
Right. And this, I'm just breaking this down. So I need you to, so the real big action is you need to write, and here's the action. I'll put this in the scorecard. You need to write every part of operation into SOPs, right? So you write these processes. What you're going to notice is some of these processes are not necessarily written out or completed yet. So once you identify the processes that are documented, 1A is identify which we need to build out. So you're going to see, okay, I wrote out all 5, 6, 10 different components of my operation. Shit, I'm missing 3. I don't have any documentation for 3 of them. So if I don't have any documentation, I can't hand it off. Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
Right? So identify which one, and then we need to 8.1 prioritize. So you can't build out all those documents at first, but you need to realize, like, not all processes are equal. You need to figure out which one's most important. Does this make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Once you get to this component, right, process is documented, you need to identify which to build out. You go to your next steps, which is actually you build the SOP and steps. So this is where we've kind of talked about this. This is make the Loom video.
Right. A screen, sort of screen recording.
Yeah. Turn it to.
Does it always require like screen recording and a step-by-step process written, or one or the other?
I suggest it.
Yeah.
I suggest it just because the primary learning style of people in the world is visual. So people will want that. But oftentimes people will read that Loom video and then they'll go back to it and they'll read it. So you want both, right? Because if someone has a unsure of their one step, they'll go back to that.
Right.
So once you have a document, now you have the system. So this is really like, this is what I call a project management system, essentially. We have the steps. This is now where it turns into a checklist. This is for TrendUp Media, when we onboard a client, here are the next steps. We need to post the episode. We need to make the graphics. We need to send something to a client. We need to have a bunch of shit. And it's for every episode, for every client, it's the same thing pretty much every single time once they're up and running past onboarding. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So the most effective thing is leveraging a software, right? So the most common one I see is Asana. I just say that's the most common. That's not the one that people use. I have a client using literally every type of software.
What is Asana? Is that like Basecamp?
It's Basecamp. Yeah, use Basecamp, right? It's Asana, Basecamp, Trello, Notion. Just use some sort of software. This is my personal opinion, to plug your steps into. Because what you're going to be able to do from there is this turns your SOP into a checklist that now we can monitor and audit, right? So if you have, let's say you have 5 clients, 10 clients, 200 clients, you have the same steps every single time. If they're in a software and that step is assigned to your admin, let's call him Adam, Adam the admin, and Adam's supposed to finish all these steps, every step could have like a specific due date. All you have to do now is go in, and this is where the legwork is. We need to monitor and audit. All you have to do is go in and audit that software. Okay, are we trending for these 5 clients? We go in, oh shit, Adam hasn't filled this out. Adam hasn't finished this component. Or Adam has, great job. I can chill. We're fulfilling the work. You monitor and audit, you either know that you're good to go, or you provide, and this is the final step, provide feedback and coach.
Yeah.
And that's the equation for management, right? You build the SOP, you fully document it, you put into a software that allows you to monitor and audit your team to make sure your operation is moving forward. And when the operation is not trending the right way, you hit up Adam. Adam, hey, just checking. I saw that this project isn't on track. I just wanted to check in. How are you doing? So it's not you're micromanaging them. You're just checking in, but you're really micromanaging them, right? Which they don't know though. They just feel like Jordan's checking in. He's being a good boss. You provide consistent feedback and you coach them. And this is the last component. You want to coach towards a positive behavior, not the negative. Oftentimes you'll see managers, leaders, whatever, coach towards a negative behavior. Adam, don't do this. Adam, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Rather, Adam, I notice you're doing this. Our goal is to do this. I'm curious, what's your plan to get there? A lot of times this will, if they're missing, this will be an insight or an indicator for you. There's a miss in our process or there's a miss in the person where we now need to get with them. Hey, I'm curious, could you walk me through this process to get from here to here? And if they miss it, hey, here are the steps that you can take from here, your current level of performance, to here, the goal, and let's create that bridge together so you could walk right across and now get to my ideal level of performance. This is it, bro. This is literally the playbook on how do you manage at scale. And eventually you outsource, you bring on someone to do these two things. This is what you call a fucking operations manager.
Exactly. Right?
And that's when you leave the business of operations. And I have several clients that do zero operational work. Zero. Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing here? What are your insights?
Yeah. Oh, can you bring that back up?
Oh, sorry.
Because now I can't see it. Now I'm not seeing anything.
I have no insights.
So let's see. I did have some questions, but they kind of got lost with everything else. What? Build SOP and that Bloom video. Systems, software, checklist. Yeah, I mean, we're just a bunch of random Loom/YouTube videos. Like, look, now here's the thing. I have a couple of things. Like, for example, for the beautiful aesthetic marketing material that would create the quote cards and the audiogram videos.
Freaking beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you've been posting them. They're awesome. I know they're awesome.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, they have documented processes for, there's a couple of things I've documented processes for. Now, as far as like organizing them, they're kind of like loosey-goosey random in Basecamp. I don't know. I feel like there could be a better way. Like, I don't know. What do you think about a Google Doc with outbound link? Like, here's this process. Here's an outbound link to it. But all the processes in a list in a Google Doc that's easily navigatable and searchable with an outbound link to YouTube with perhaps the description has the step-by-step. I don't know.
Yeah. So oftentimes a lot of my clients end up building a master sheet before they kind of integrate all their SOPs into one centralized home where, hey, this is how we build our score, like nice, like quote cards. And this is where they get held. So a lot of times you'll have all the SOPs in one document that when you click it, you get hyperlinked to the SOP itself. And if you click that, you can get hyperlinked to the next thing.
Right.
So to your point, where do I store all them? One, we might just have to text over that and figure it out. But then two, there's nothing wrong exactly what you're talking about. You should have a centralized document with all of your SOPs. Mm-hmm. That hyperlink to the SOP SOP, and the top of the SOP is the loom. The body of the SOP is the screenshots and the copy that walk you through the steps.
Yeah. So action item should be to start putting together that centralized doc. And by the way, speaking of centralized documents, you'll like this. I haven't really made use of it, but I have a document in Google Docs called IFTTT protocols. If this, then that protocols. It's several pages long. And I think I did this from inspiration from David. And I put it together and it's really comprehensive. If this happens, then you do this. I haven't used it. Totally. Haven't really shared it. Don't know how to put it into play. I think that's coming down the road, but you'll be happy about that. We're built to scale. I got
something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got something for you. There's in operations, you most oftentimes see a flow chart. I saw a great post about it yesterday. So I might even tag you in that post so cool. You can see how an if then, then that flow chart looks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, so monitor and audit. Yeah, monitor and audit. Now, in Basecamp, we have things called to-dos. And what I do as essentially a project manager, operations manager, I assign to-dos to people and I can see, you know, was this box checked or not?
Yes.
Fit into what we're trying to go for. Yeah, with number 4.
Okay, that's exactly it. You literally go, did this person check the box? Because they have a due date by today. The due date is today and they haven't checked the box yet. Then you hit them up. Yo, Adam, notice this task isn't done today. Done yet. And it's due today. I'm curious, like, what are the updates here?
Right.
The coaching goes to one to check off the box, right? If it's not checked off, that's all you're doing. Is the task complete? If it's not, that's an indicator we need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So it really is that simple. I'm gonna go high level here. Like, what are your takeaways and insights from this graphic?
My takeaways from this graphic, always the questions I have difficulty with.
What are you learning?
What are you walking away with that
you didn't have before this? Because this is a new process for you. So you're walking with something different.
Just clarity on how to proceed with SOPs from here over the next week and beyond.
Cool. Awesome. So awesome, man. I mean, dude, like this is why the agencies I work with turn to powerhouses, because this is the foundation of building a machine. Like, I have agencies that are fucking dominant machines, and this is where it starts, and it gets more complex. There are more complex softwares where you can create a dashboard. Like, Asana has an enterprise level solution where you can create a dashboard that you can sort by incomplete tasks, past due tasks.
Right.
And I have founders that literally just go into their dashboards that see tasks due today. They just go check. Yo, you're done. Yes. We're going to get it done. Great. And now all they're doing is checking in. And then even that shit could get outsourced to an admin for like $10 an hour, who becomes your auditor.
Exactly.
So awesome, man. So really the action this week is straightforward.
An auditor is almost like a mini COO.
Yeah. Operations manager, right?
Yeah.
I'd call it that. So yeah, that's really it. It is that simple. I really mean it. And then from there we stack on more skills and more systems, but like, this is the foundation. So here's what we're going to do. I still need to watch your sales call. I remembered when we got on this call, I hadn't seen it yet. I'm going to email it to myself today.
Brandon might change some things.
Okay. And I honestly hope he does.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
So don't waste your time yet on that. Okay.
I'll still watch it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'll put it on there just in case. If he changes stuff, which I hope he does, that guy is an absolute savage. Like, he is honestly one of the best salesmen. He is a ninja. You talk about fucking assassins. He's one of the best. So dude, you're in good hands with him. I'm excited because that's exactly where I want you to go. And I'm glad you took your own action there. So if you've tuned in live today, if you've been on the call with us, I appreciate you watching, learning. DM me with questions if you're watching or listening on the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And per usual, Jordan, talk to you next week, brother.
Talk to you.
There you have it, my friends. This has been another episode of Jordan's Business Therapy. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, there are a couple of things that you can do. Number one is, of course, share with your friends and family. I think that they would certainly appreciate, especially if they are in the business world, in the agency world, in the online entrepreneurship world. You can also, I know this is a cliche on podcasts, every podcaster asks for this, but leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It takes a couple of seconds, super, super simple. And third, you can link up with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Jordan Ross, thefoundersfactory.com. That's thefoundersfactory.com to link up with Jordan Ross. And to link up with myself, to connect with me, yours truly, Jordan Paris, you can go to jordanparis.com or trendup.media for my company's website. That's trendup.media. That's all. Thanks for listening. I hope that you learned a lot and that you spend every single second over the next week implementing what you've learned. So until the next time, crush it and be well.